My name is Diane Benson. My Thlinkit name is Chase. I am from the Tokbaintan clan. I originate from Sitka, actually, and where my family comes from. And we are of the Tokhit house. So that is the snail house of the Tokbaintan clan.
Benson has lived in Petersburg for about a year and a half, long enough to have taken part in last year's dedication of a new mural on Petersburg's courthouse that honors the Alaska Native civil rights leader. Paratrovich died in 1958, and Benson never met her, but she did come to know Roy Paratrovich Sr., the husband of the famous figure.
And he used to talk about his wife, and all I thought at the time was, wow, this guy really loves his wife. And the way he talks about her, he thinks so much of her. Well, it turns out a lot of people thought a lot of her once I got to realize, you know, and learn the history over time.
Benson also got to know their son, Roy Paratrovich Jr., and says the family generously shared personal letters with her as she researched the civil rights leader. Benson used that research to write and act in her 2001 play produced for the Alaska Native Heritage Center called When My Spirit Raised Its Hands.
I believe in racial pride. And I do not think this bill will do other than arouse bitterness.
Mr. Chairman, the natives are people who have been terribly treated by our society.
She also acted in the 2009 film called For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska. Benson says learning about Paratrovich changed her.
Learning and seeing how Elizabeth had presented herself, especially in reading those personal letters to her kids, I was really struck with how calm and wise she was to use words to make a difference instead of your fists, you know. And up to that point, I think I was probably more fist leaning, you know. and I was so impressed with the power of oratory and then realizing that's so much a part of Thlinkit culture.
According to a 1991 history of her life compiled by the Central Council of Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, Elizabeth Jean Wanamaker went to elementary school in Petersburg. She graduated from Ketchikan High School and went to Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka before studying at Western College of Education in Bellingham, Washington. She met Roy Paratrovich in 1931, and they first moved to Kluwak, then to Juneau in 1941. They had three children. The Paratroviches were active in the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood. Elizabeth also represented the state in the National Congress of American Indians. The anti-discrimination bill was voted down in 1943 before it passed a second time around in 1945. There's no recorded audio of Paratrovich's famous speech from that year, but there are written accounts from witnesses. Benson says it was really significant to have that bill pass just decades after Natives secured citizenship and women and Natives the right to vote.
It was so symbolic, and it made it clear that that Native people matter. It made it clear that that we have a standard for society that is inclusive, and that sent a great uplifting message. Yeah, we were still going to continue to have problems, and some things did change overnight in the sense that now people felt like, oh, geez, I have to give this person an interview when they come in, whether I want to or not, or they're going to come into my restaurant now. It didn't mean the feelings changed overnight. It simply meant that we had some more opportunity.
That problem of racial disparity has not gone away, and Benson is hopeful that Alaskans will continue to talk about what racism looks like today. But she also wants to be mindful of the style of speech and how that can be important in moving forward.
We see the state of our nation today, the way words are thrown around very carelessly and in very harmful ways. And I think if we could revisit Elizabeth's style and remind ourselves that we can put principles before personalities and address the principles rather than attacking personalities, we might just get a little further. And and be more successful.
Benson recommends reading the 2019 book written for teens by Annie Bootcheever called Fighter in Velvet Gloves. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.